Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Evictions in low-income minority neighborhoods of Boston are more common than in some affluent neighborhoods. That's one conclusion of research done by the housing advocacy group City Life Vita Urbana. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
According to the analysis, eviction filings are happening at 10 times the rate in Roxbury than they are in Beacon Hill. Those are the Boston neighborhoods with the highest and lowest eviction filing rates. When you look at evictions that are actually executed in housing court, 15 times as many happen in Roxbury compared to Beacon Hill. David Robinson is a master's student at MIT who's studying evictions in collaboration with City Life.
So not only is there a difference between Roxbury and Beacon Hill in filings, but that difference is exacerbated when it comes to executions, which means that people from those neighborhoods, once they actually get to housing court, are much more likely to have an executed eviction.
The City Life data comes from records kept by Boston's Department of Neighborhood Development for the period from 2014 to 2016. Sheila Dillon is director of that department. She says despite the apparent disparity between Boston neighborhoods, there are signs that eviction rates are going down across the city.
And in some cases, it was just making owners aware that, one, they had these rates of eviction, and two, there were resources available if tenants got behind in their rent.
Dillon points to the work of other nonprofit groups that help people pay back rent when facing eviction. City Life's findings regarding disparities in eviction rates across Boston are just preliminary, with a full report expected early next year. The group says it's looking to determine to what extent race is a factor in evictions and to what extent income is a factor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.